This is Dakota Datebook for May 13th. On this date, in 1887, the McLean County Mail touted the great advantages that the town of Washburn had to offer. The town had been founded 5 years earlier, in 1882, by John Satterland. He felt the area was an excellent site for a town. The location offered many benefits, including good soil, an abundance of wood and coal, and excellent water transportation thanks to the Missouri River. Satterland's assessment proved correct, and steamboats began to regularly arrive from St. Louis. The boats brought groceries, farm tools, and other necessities. They exchanged the goods for buffalo hides, furs, and agricultural products. The river offered the best means of travel, and the steamboat Yellowstone was the first boat to ply the Missouri in 1832. In the heyday of steamboats, there were 40 of them on the Missouri, employing about 1,200 men. Washburn became a thriving town in just a few years. It billed itself as the grandest little city on the Missouri. It became the county seat of McLean County, and one of the biggest assets was a ferry. In 1887, it was the only ferry across the Missouri for 200 miles in either direction. The Missouri River had long presented an obstacle to westward expansion. Crossing it was a challenge. Channels and sandbars shifted, and there was no consistently safe route. In winter, the frozen river offered a natural highway, but the spring melt created dangers as the ice broke up. This resulted in both people and animals drowning. In 1805, Lewis and Clark found a number of dead buffalo that had fallen through the melting ice. The first bridge to cross the Missouri was the Northern Pacific Railroad Bridge at Bismarck. It was completed in 1883 and built 50 feet above the water to allow for steamboat traffic. Eventually, other bridges would make crossing the Missouri a routine task. The Missouri River is a notoriously unpredictable river. Sometimes it's slow and lazy. Sometimes it's a raging torrent that overflows its banks. The river has been channeled, dammed, and diverted, but portions still echo the wild river observed by Lewis and Clark in 1804 to 1806. And Washburn, by the way, just happens to be home to a Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.